Welcome to Your Destiny. Mr. Destiny is Robert Lee Camp, the author of Love Cards and Cards of Your Destiny. In the next 60 minutes, you can learn about your future, your relationships, and maybe even your special place in this world. Come prepared with questions for Robert, and bring your birthday, the magical key that unlocks the secrets of your destiny. If you have questions about somebody else, have their birthday ready as well. For more information, please visit 7thunders.com. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. And now, here's Robert.
Good evening, this is Robert Lee Camp. And welcome to the Mr. Destiny radio show. I hope everybody's having a great evening. This is our very first show, my very first show of my own, and I'm excited and I'm a little nervous at the same time. I want to tell you a little bit about what we're going to do tonight. What we're doing this show is about your destiny. It's about you finding out what's going on in your life, what's coming up in your life, learning to find and use tools that can actually give you the information that you want. And I think the most valuable information of all is understanding of ourselves. If we can get understanding of ourselves, our whole life can be transformed into something much better. What we're going to do in the show tonight is I'm going to give you an introduction, first of all, to the work that I do, which is with astrology and a system called the Science of the Cards. Then we're going to, after this introduction where you're going to find a little bit about how it all works, then we're going to talk about some celebrities that are in the news and what their birthday and their card tells about them. You'll get a chance to understand them better when you see how the cards sort of exemplify their characteristics. We also have tonight a special interview with a friend of mine named Joseph Malinak, who's written a book called Mama's Boys and Daddy's Girls, The Dance, with his wife, Sarah. This is an incredible book. It's not yet published, but he's going to come on and he's going to talk with me and explain how this dynamic goes. Are you a mama's boy or are you a daddy's girl? And what does that mean and how does that affect your relationships? I hope you find this interesting because it's really changed my whole life, having my friendship and association with Joseph and his work. In the last part of this show tonight, I'm going to open the phone lines up for call-in. You can call in, and you can ask me a question. You'll give me your birthday, ask me your question, and I will look into your destiny, in the cards of your destiny, and tell you what is going on and what's coming up, and see if I can find an answer for you. Sometimes the answer is just knowing a little bit more about ourselves. So, first thing we're going to do is talk about the science of the cards. What is the science of the cards? Well, this is based on a regular deck of playing cards, the 52 cards that you're familiar with, they play poker with every day, and different other games. But what most people don't realize about the common deck of cards is that these cards were developed and originally created by very highly spiritually evolved people who wanted to find a system that would symbolize the rotations of the planets and the Earth around the sun.
This is good news. You've maxed out our lines, so I just had to triple them. So everybody's going to be disconnected, and they'll be able to be connected in about 10 seconds.
You mean people are calling in already?
No, I mean you've got enough listeners that you've maxed out our lines. You maxed out our connections. Yesterday we maxed out at over 200, or the night before on 3 shows. We have to keep. We're getting so much traffic.
That's good news.
Yeah, it's increasing.
So how is it I'm able to talk to you now without being on the show?
Well, we are live.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
You bet.
Okay, shall I continue?
Bear with me. We, no, actually, I did. We weren't live. We were not live.
So what are the people listening to right now?
Okay, we're back and we're live. The listeners were listening to you.
They just
disconnected for a few seconds, and now everyone's coming back.
Okay.
But
do we have some kind of technical glitch there or something?
No, we had too many listeners.
All right.
Yeah, and we had to triple the number of connection allowances.
Okay, got it.
So,
and
on a start out show, that's beyond remarkable.
Well, thank you. I hope that's a sign of good things to come. So, back to the show. I don't know what you guys heard out there. I don't know what, because I can't hear exactly what you're hearing, but I think we had an interruption there. We ran out of lines on the show, but we're going to continue from there. And back to talking about the science of the cards. This is an ancient system that was devised, and they say it was devised in Atlantis, which Atlantis occurred about 20,000 years ago. Now, it doesn't really matter where it came from, but that's what they say. If you want to know where did this originate, all the books that we have say that it originated in Atlantis. So they came up with a system where they had a book that would fit into the hand, the palm of the hand, that had the representation of the Earth and its cycles and the planets, and it had it all in one little book of 53 pages. And if you look at a deck of cards, it matches our calendar exactly. There are 52 cards in the deck, main cards, and there are 52 weeks in a year. There is that Joker. We'll talk about him in a minute. There are four suits, and there are four seasons of the year. And by the way, each birthday, your birthday, defines you as one of these cards in the deck. And it defines the suit that you are. And I'll talk in a minute about the suit, because your suit tells a lot about you. Just that alone tells a lot about you. So this is four suits and the four seasons of the year. There are 13 cards in every suit, and there are 13 full moons every year. Every year the Earth has 13 full moons, not 12, there are 13. And there are also 13 weeks in each of the seasons. But the most uncanny connection between the cards and our calendar is if you take the deck of cards and you add up the number on every single card in the deck, all the cards together in the deck will add up to 365. It's actually 364, but then we add the Joker. And with the Joker, which is connected to the birthday of December 31st, we have exactly the number of days in a year. So the deck of cards, it's not a system that was meant to really be read in a random fashion. It has a mathematical basis. And everything about the system that I use, which is discussed in my books, The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards, everything about it is mathematical. Actually, you don't even use or need a deck of cards in order to do a reading for yourself or do a reading for somebody else. All you need is their birthday. So every day of the year, your birthday identifies you as one of these 53 cards. You might be a Joker. If you're December 31st, you are a Joker. And if you are a Joker, we cannot read you with this system. That is the one birthday of the year that cannot be read by the system. And the reason for that is that Jokers can be any card in the deck that they choose to be. And since we don't know what card they're choosing to be, there's no other way that we can really read them with this system. And there are some famous Jokers like Val Kilmer, Anthony Hopkins, Ben Kingsley. These people, I really love Anthony Hopkins, and you think about him as an actor and how he can be anything he wants. And when I watch him in a movie, I can never figure out how old is he. Is he old? Is he young? What is he? He just can really blend into a part so well. And that's a gift that Jokers have. A Joker can be anybody. They can be any card they wish. But the downside is we can't read them. So if you're born on December 31st, please don't call me for a reading on the show because I won't be able to read for you, okay? But otherwise, you can. Now, how do you find out what card you are? Well, there's not an easy way for me to do that on the show. You're going to have to go to my website. Okay, well, apparently the system here is not prepared for the number of listeners we've been having tonight. So we've had some technical problems, but our station manager has made us the concession that we can go as long as we want tonight. So this will be fun. We'll have time to really have some fun if you guys want to stick around, and I'll give me more time to do some readings at the end. I was a little concerned that I wouldn't have time to do some call-in readings. So let's get on with this, keep going. So I was just saying, so for those of you who don't know what your birth card is and would like to find out, go to my website. It's 7thunders, the number 7 and the word thunders, thunders.com. At the top of the page, or look for the link that says free destiny reading, and click on that, and on that page, enter your birthday, and it'll tell you what your card is. It'll also tell you what your card is for today, for this year, and for this 52-day period. And this is meant to be a sample for you, a sample of what you can learn in the book. But So now you have an opportunity to see what your birth card is. Just get a basic general idea. Not a lot of information, but something that just gets a quick little fix about who you are. And so you are going to be one of these four suits in the deck. You're going to be a heart, or you're going to be a club, or you're going to be a diamond or a spade card. And these four suits are very different. And this is a great way to see how accurate the cards are, just from this one thing. For example, if you are a heart card, your big thing in life is relationships and family and people. People that are hearts, they love children, they love beauty, they love sex, they're a very sexual suit. They like comfort, and they like love. And relationships are really the stage that their life is played out on. And you'll see that if you know, I know several families, they happen to be a lot of hearts in the family, and their life really is all about the people in the family. They're much more family-oriented than the other suits. Not that the other suits aren't family-oriented, it's just that the hearts place more emphasis on that than any other suit. If you're a club, however, you place a lot more emphasis on your communication, your ideas, your thoughts, your education, and these things. Because clubs is a suit of communication. It's a suit of learning and making fine distinctions, both verbally and in the written word. All the teacher cards are clubs. The people cards are the hearts, the marriage cards, divorce, and all this so forth. And clubs are all about the mind and communication. And then if you're a diamond, there's a lot of diamonds, you are more about value and money. You're about what is everything worth? What am I worth? My own self-worth is a major issue for diamonds. And diamonds always want to know, how much does something cost? This is their biggest thing in life. They want to know, what's the cost of this, the cost of that? Finally, we have the suit of spades. And spades represent the older, more mature people. Even a child who's born, who's a spade, he or she will have this look of wisdom on their face, and they will feel most comfortable hanging around with the grandparents, because they are the suit of wisdom and the suit of work. And all the worker cards and the super worker cards and the workaholic cards are spades. So spades are always doing something. It's very important what they're doing. Diamonds are always interested in money, how to make money. Clubs are always interested in learning, communication, and hearts are always interested in relationships. Not that the other suits, not that these don't mix together, but these are their main emphasis. So, in this system, you are the certain card. Actually, you have two cards. You have a birth card and you have a ruling card. My website won't tell you what your secondary card is, but it will tell you all about the birth card. You can only find out about the ruling card by getting the book, the Cards of Your Destiny or Love Cards. But most of us are two cards. Some people even have three cards, and that's a long story we won't get in on this show. But these cards give you information about yourself. Like, wouldn't you like to know, are you a card that is unmarriageable? Did you know that there's quite a few cards that really have a lot of difficulty with commitment? And wouldn't it be nice to know if you're one of those cards, or if the person you're dating is one of those cards, or the person you're married to is one of those cards? There are cards that like to have secret affairs. There are cards that can never be monogamous. There are cards that are really very power-oriented. There are cards that are very work-oriented. Every card has its own unique characteristics. Just learning about your card can help you to understand yourself, help you understand more about your life, why you are the way you are, and maybe even help you accept yourself the way you are so that we're not struggling with ourselves. But also, this system has cards that have been calculated from your birthday for every month of your life. So in the latter part of this show, when I do questions and answers for people, I'm going to be looking in your destiny cards for this year, next year, whatever time period we're talking about, to look for the answers to your questions. So when you call in, you can ask me about what's going to happen in your future. You can have a specific question, or you can ask me about a relationship you're in. Are you compatible or not? What kind of a connection do you have with this other person? Is this a marriage kind of relationship or not? So you can pretty much ask anything when the time comes. But the only thing I can't tell you, I can tell you if you're going to move or not, but I can't tell you where you're going to move. That's one thing that I'm not aware the system can do just yet. Okay, so we're going to move on now to the next segment in the show. And I'm going to talk a little bit about some celebrities. I have an interest in the celebrities because I learn a lot about the cards by watching the celebrities. When I watch them go through the different things, their lives are usually very public. When I see them acting out and going through all these different things in their life, it teaches me about the cards. Even though I've been doing this for 20 years, there's a lot more that I can learn. I'm always watching and observing people. So celebrities are fun. They're fun to watch and fun to see how their cards play out in the different ways that they do. So let's first talk about the Oscars last night. I noticed that Martin Scorsese won an Oscar for director, and he's been wanting to do that for a long time. He happens to be a Three of Clubs birth card. And Three of Clubs, interesting enough, is called the writer's card. It's a very creative card. It's also a card of somebody who's really worries a lot and has a lot of indecision and they're kind of nervous. As a matter of fact, if you read my book, Love Cards, it'll say how Three of Clubs people will have a panic attack about once a week when everything seems to be just too much for them. They have a hard time with it. But they're extremely creative, and it is the card of the author, the writer. And it's interesting, when I was looking at the list of people who are Three of Clubs, Rock Hudson, John Lithgow, Faith Hill, Bill Murray, the comedian, Ricky Lake, who's a talk show host, and Stephen King, amazing, a Three of Clubs. I never knew that. As a matter of fact, he happens to be, I think he's the same birthday as Martin Scorsese, if I'm not mistaken. Also, Luke Wilson is also a Three of Clubs. Three of Clubs is not considered a really great card for marriage. They tend to be very unmarriageable. But I looked in the cards of Martin Scorsese, and he has a card this year that represents getting big wishes fulfilled. He has the wish-fulfilling card, which is called the Ten of Diamonds, in his environment position this year. So if you happen to have a Ten of Diamonds as your environment this year, you would know that good things are going to happen to you. You're going to have wishes fulfilled. It can be a lot of money, but it just brings wishes in every different area. Other celebrities that I just want to talk about briefly are Britney Spears. She's been in the news a lot lately, but the most recent thing was that she did a dramatic cutting her hair off and getting tattoos and a body piercing in an intimate part of her body. This was like the latest thing. And she had just split up with her husband, Kevin Federline, back last November. So I'll talk about her card and how this shows something about her and her behavior. Well, Britney Spears happens to be a Three of Diamonds and a Five of Spades. And Three of Diamonds is a person like Martin Scorsese. He's a three. These threes are very creative. They have a lot of ideas, and they're really into self-expression. And she's got that going. But it's a card that has a lot of uncertainty in what do I want from life. They're often changing their mind, and a Three of Diamonds can have almost a perpetual sense of dissatisfaction. Like no matter what they have, they're not happy. They always want something else. So this has been something that I'm sure has plagued her in her life. And they also had a lot of difficult karma in the area of relationships. The Three of Diamonds is considered one of the two hardest cards to be in the whole deck. Because of the uncertainty and there's karma with relationship. In other words, karma means they've come to work out some issues that they brought with them from the past lives into the current life, and they're going to experience some difficulty in that area. And this, and one of the two areas for Three of Diamonds are usually money and love, which are the two most important areas for most people. She was in a rehab center recently, was only there for 24 hours, checked right out. She's a person with a five of spades, which will want to try anything and everything and love to travel and very restless. All the fives are very restless. So we have a combination of things with her, uncertainty and restlessness. And I really think that you're going to see that no matter what year it is, Britney Spears is always doing something that is really strange or outrageous. I think you're going to find that. I mean, she was hanging out with Paris Hilton lately, and Paris Hilton's very much the same. She has a five ruling card as well. She's a five of clubs, and these fives, they're restless, and they like to try everything in life. It's interesting. I looked at Kevin Federline and her cards, and they are extremely compatible because Kevin is a two of diamonds. And Britney Spears is a three of diamonds. When your card and somebody else's card are right together like that, right next to each other in the line, this is one of the closest connections you can have, and it inspires you to be married. Not that you'll marry every single person that you have that with, but it's the one that's most commonly found in marriages, and it's a sign of great compatibility. However, in this case, Brittany was the three, and that's the higher number, and Kevin was the two, the lower number. So Brittany was the boss in the relationship. And sometimes men don't like the woman being the boss. They like her being the boss at first, but sometimes when they get into the relationship, they get a little tired of following around the woman. And they also had... Brittany and Kevin have a past life Mars connection, which is the best sexual connection there is. I think that their relationship was really good for a while. And honestly, between you and me, Kevin Federline is much more marriageable than Britney Spears. She's much more unstable than she is. And, I mean, she's much more unstable than he is. But Kevin, and Kevin is a two, and twos are much more relationship-oriented. A two-person really thinks about having somebody else in their life. That's how twos are. They don't necessarily like being alone. So if she hadn't been so unstable, I think they would have stayed together a lot longer. They had a lot going for them. But she is the one who is unstable and erratic. And I don't think that we'll ever see her really... settle down with somebody for more than a short period of time.
No.
It'll always be.
Sorry to break in. We do have a caller.
Okay.
And I apologize for my rough voice. Are you taking calls right away? Or?
I'm not going to take calls until we get to the last segment of the show.
Understood. Thank you.
So I'll just have them hang on with their questions.
You got it. Thank you.
Okay. So those of you who are listening, if you want to call in and get a reading, it's going to be immediately after the interview with Joseph, and that interview is going to be about 20 minutes long. We're going to talk all about mama's boys and daddy's girls, and that's going to be coming up pretty soon. So if you're waiting to call in, please wait until we're getting close to the end of the interview, and we're going to have some fun. I'm hoping to do at least 10 people before the show's over, maybe more. Okay? So Britney Spears and Kevin Federline, Justin Timberlake, she was married to him, too, very briefly, and he's a nine of clubs. Now, nine of clubs are the sexiest card in the deck. They're men who are handsome, kind of secretive, good-looking, and they have a sort of a dark energy around them. And here's a list of nine of clubs just to give you an example. That we have Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, John Malkovich, Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, and Donnie Wahlberg. All of these are nine of clubs. And Justin Timberlake is, too. And another thing these men have in common is they usually don't get married. They just have lovers. They're not really interested in marriage. And Justin Timberlake, he's just getting started here. But I don't think we'll really see him settle down for very long with anybody. He was a lot like Britney. He wasn't as erratic as she was, but he was just, his nature is to have just these affairs, basically. And we'll see that, I think, play out more and more as we get going, as we watch him go through relationships. I don't think you're going to see Justin Timberlake really settle down. He'll probably just be a bachelor like these other nine of clubs. Most of them are bachelors, and they'll remain bachelors. That's just what they do. So that's enough, I think, for the celebrities. I did have some stuff about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, but maybe we'll talk about them next week. What I'd like to do now is have our interview with Joseph Malinak. We recorded this earlier, and we're going to play that now. That's going to be about 20 minutes long. Immediately after the interview will be a short break, about 1 minute for a short commercial, and then we're going to come back and take your calls for readings. So stick around, and we'll be back in just a minute.
So our next guest, our special guest today is really special for me because he has been my best friend for the past 8 years of my life and has had a profound impact on my own personal transformation, especially in the area of relationships. Not only my personal relationships, my intimate relationships, but also my relationship to myself, my relationship to my family. And wouldn't you know that this man, he's a king of hearts, and the king of hearts card is the king of relationship, the king of love, the king of relationship, the king of people, you might say, in a personal sense. And his wife, Sarah, is a queen of hearts, so this is a very unusual couple. They are almost the epitome of, I would say, the relationship cards. And they not only do they have these cards, but they actually live this life. They started out, they met at a school called the Mastery of the Heart School that was in Asheville, and where they were learning about the male and female roles in relationship and the relationship between the two. And they actually met each other there, and now that has become their life's work. They've gone on to really exceed their schooling and go off into their own in a really big way. And they've just completed writing their first book, which is called Mama's, let's see, is it Daddy's Girls? Daddy's Boys and Mama's Girls? I'm sorry.
Mama's Boys and Daddy's Girls, The Dance.
Okay, thank you. Mama's Boys and Daddy's Girls, The Dance. It was a shock to me, Joseph, to realize that I was a mama's boy and all that that implied. What's the significance of this thing, a mama's boy? Let's start out with the mama's boy. We'll go to the daddy's girl in a minute.
Well, I'll just start off by saying that mama's boys are prevalent in the United States. A mama's boy is just a man that has remained in the sphere of influence of his mother. Normally, or I shouldn't even say normally anymore, but traditionally, a young man somewhere in the early teens begins to move out of the sphere of influence of his mother into the sphere of influence of his father. And in doing that, goes through a process of internalizing his masculinity. A mama's boy doesn't make that transition. He remains in the sphere of influence of the mother. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't make him a bad man necessarily. But it later shows up in creating difficulties in relationships.
And what are the kinds of difficulties that being a mama's boy, how does that show up in a relationship? What are some of the ways that shows up?
Well, and that's a great question because it shows up in an extreme range of behaviors. A mama's boy may be physically or psychologically abusive. A man who only feels powerful when he's abusing a woman. It might be a sex addict who only feels powerful when he's moving from one conquest to another. It may be a fundamentalist of a religion who uses his religion to, quote, keep women in their place. Now, those are extreme examples. But more of us, and notice that I say us, have more subtle ways of finding our power through women. So a mama's boy goes into a relationship with a conscious thought, I want to take care of women. But his unconscious thought is, I need women to take care of me. So there is this subtle process of always looking to women for their power, for our power, for a sense of, I'm okay as a man because my woman says I'm okay.
Mm. And then how does this harm the man, the man who's now mama's boy? What is he missing that he could be having in his life?
A mama's boy might has a what is missing is an internal sense of potency. And he gets his power from women, so he's dependent on women. So, for example, a mama's boy doesn't open a car door just because that's who he is, which is what a daddy's boy does. He opens it to impress his woman. Now, there's nothing wrong with a man wanting to impress a woman. But a mama's boy lives this process continually of needing a woman's feedback. But at the same time, so he needs a woman to think that he's a man and give him feedback. But he tends to look for mothering. Mm-hmm. So in a way, his actions begin to undermine his need.
So now he's like dependent on a woman to feel okay about himself.
Right.
And then I guess what you've said is that in turn, he will get angry at women later because he feels like now he needs them. And he feels weaker in their presence.
Yes. There is an underlying anger and frustration and resentment toward women because he's dependent on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that plays out in the relationship.
Now, can you, like, are you, you must, I know this, I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You basically can spot these mama's boys pretty quick when you see them out, and like, let's say, among celebrities or whatever.
Well, you can because of the history of actions. I mean, you can watch presidents or CEOs, and in very short order, behaviors show up that indicate that they have a tendency to be a mama's boy.
So do you think it's a pretty good chance that a man who physically abuses women is a mama's boy?
Well, obviously human behavior is complex, and there's many, many factors that come into our behavior. But the answer is overwhelming yes, because a man is getting a sense of power from that. He needs to abuse in order to feel powerful.
Mm-hmm. And again, so now let's talk about daddy's girls. So is this like just basically the female counterpart of a mama's boy?
Yeah, exactly. And the same thing, you see a wide range of a woman who berates and belittles her man in public, a woman who makes all the decisions in the family, who says, I make more money than you, I'll make the decisions on how it's spent. It may be a woman who can't maintain a healthy relationship because her relationship with her father, her loyalty to her father, comes first. But it can also be a woman who's submissive. So, for example, many enablers, women who are in relationships with a dependent male, with an abusive male, an alcoholic male, are actually daddy's girls who are taking care of men. A daddy's girl has an underlying need to take care of men.
Mm-hmm.
So to mother men.
In an unhealthy way, though.
Yes, in a very unhealthy way.
Because there is a healthy expression of that, isn't there?
Absolutely. But a woman totally established in her femininity, a woman who has come back into the sphere of influence of her mother, does that as an expression of herself. Mm-hmm. There's not, I'm I'm not complete unless I'm taking care of a man.
That's and there's no resentment around it also, right?
I'm sorry?
There's no resentment later around it either. Isn't that true? I mean,
exactly. A healthy woman has no resentment. She takes care of a man or her family as an expression of who she is. At the same time, she might be a very successful executive. This is not about the role, traditional role models.
Mm-hmm.
She may be a very powerful executive, but she can still express her femininity. It's not a need to overpower men, to take care of them literally by overpowering them.
You know, go ahead. Did you have something more to add to that?
Well, I was just going to add that just as a mama's boy resents and has anger toward women, a daddy's girl resents and has anger toward men. She feels superior to men. Mm-hmm. And that comes out in relationships. And again, it's why there's nothing inherently wrong with being a mama's boy or a daddy's girl. Our concern is just how it impacts relationships.
Yeah, and I think it's a really incredible distinction to make. I think it certainly helped me a tremendous amount. I was just curious, do mama's boys tend to attract daddy's girls as a rule?
Absolutely.
Oh, I see. So you usually find these two together, not like on their own with somebody. They're usually with their counterpart.
Yes. One of the most interesting parts of this process for me is whenever I have an opportunity in a group of women to start talking about mama's boys, all the women say, oh, that's my husband. That's been frustrating me for years, and get all these comments. But then when you start exploring them, you see that they are daddy's girls, and they've brought these men into their lives because they need underlying need to take care of men. So you never find one without the other.
I'm thinking about myself because I think I'm a classic example of a mama's boy who married daddy's girl at least twice. And I think about my own childhood, and in my situation, when I was born, my parents, my mother and father, were not getting along well, and my father was an alcoholic, and he was gone a lot. And my mother, so I was the first child of seven children, and when I was born, she was 20 years old, and she focused all of her affectional energies on me.
Yeah.
Is that common for mama's boys, situations like that?
Yes. There's a wide variety of scenarios on how a mama's boy is created, but that's a common one, that there's a weakness in the relationship. Perhaps the man is not physically there, or he's not emotionally there, or both. And so the woman looks to a son to take that place, to fill a void.
Mm-hmm.
And so the son becomes mama's little man.
I think that's really incredible. Like mama's little man, or your mama's little man, that almost basically defines you're a mama's boy.
Yes.
If you have your mom saying that to you, is that true? I think it's true.
Yes, it does, and it creates a bond where it's very difficult for the boy as a young man to move out of that sphere of influence, because just out of loyalty, he remains as mama's man.
Mm-hmm.
But in the boy is the underlying knowing, I'm not big enough to fill these shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a growing feeling of inadequacy.
A feeling, yeah, because he really can never really be the mother's mate.
That's right, exactly.
And yet she's asking him to, on some level, play that role of the mate.
To fill needs that can only be filled by an adult male, right.
Right.
And so
go ahead.
You get the inadequacy, and you also get an underlying resentment. You're asking me to do something I can't do. But you're also getting, I feel flattered that my mother is looking to me. oh, I really must be a man because my mother's looking to me. But then, it gets complicated, but the mechanism is I only feel like a man when my mother's looking to me and telling me I'm her little man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the opposite is true for the woman, because I know my ex-wife, her father, the story was that her father would come and confide in her when she was a young girl, talk to her and confide in her things that he wouldn't even talk about with her mother, with his wife. And he would burden her with all these and expect her to keep it a secret from her mother. Is that classic for Daddy's Girl?
Yes, and again, in some respect, either the mother was not physically or emotionally available for the father to come to. And in a way, it's like an emotional incest,
mm-hmm.
where the girl becomes the confidant of the father.
And yeah, that's exactly what happened.
It's a very, the word that comes is addictive, but it's a very charming thing for a child to be a confidant of the parent.
I guess at first the child would feel like, oh, I'm really special because, look, my parent is putting me in this special place.
Right. And in that specialness, you suddenly become your same-sex parent's rival. So a girl becomes a rival to her mother. And inside, there are these dynamics like, I'm better than you. He comes to me.
Mm-hmm. I could see how that could really manifest in a lot of conflict.
Yeah, and later on in relationships. Exactly.
And, I mean, when I think of all the TV movies I've seen and where you see this playing out, and it can become really, like, exaggerated. Like, people can kill each other, or there's actual incest that can come out of that in different forms.
Yes, and one of the reasons why this is so important to my wife and I is it's very difficult for a mama's boy to have a male, to have a son and create a daddy's boy. So mama's boys create mama's boys and they create daddy's girls.
Mm-hmm.
Because a mama's boy is looking for women to take care of him. He has that same dynamic with his child. So a mama's boy all of a sudden creates the daughter being my little princess.
Uh-huh.
The dynamic, you understand me, when your mom
does. So it's a self-perpetuating situation.
It is, exactly. And each generation can become more difficult to have healthy adult relationships.
Ah, I see. So it's like it degenerates a certain amount,
right.
I guess.
And let me mention an interesting part of all this. My wife and I feel that women have the most difficult part of this because our society really rewards daddy's girls. Daddy's girls it's not unusual that they're efficient, they're effective, they get things done. We love to have secretaries that have this energy of taking care of their bosses and all the effectiveness. So they're rewarded so heavily for this. It's very difficult to move out of that in order to have a healthy relationship.
Mm.
So a mama's boy is there's always society looks down. The very word is like an epithet thrown out by a child. You know, you mama's boy.
I think people use that a lot, but they don't even know really what they're saying. They don't really understand it on the level that we're talking about here.
Right. It's seen as one particular part of the spectrum. You know, the woman, the man who is really...
Daddy's girl actually the whole society paints that as a positive thing.
How many women have you come to and you say, I think you're a daddy's girl, and they get this big smile and they say yes and they talk about... And again, there's nothing wrong with a woman respecting her father.
Right.
But yeah. When...
Which when she starts becoming a caretaker of every man she's with.
That's right.
And then keeps herself in a superior position to him with all that, it just creates problems, I can see.
Exactly.
So I know that your book is not published yet, but how can people get a hold of you to find out more? Is there something they can do?
Stay in contact with us on our website, which is idealrelationships.com.
Idealrelationships.com?
Right.
And don't you guys offer some sort of counseling or
we do
services
relationship
along
coaching?
Relationships coaching?
Yes, both based both on this paradigm, assisting people to move through and create healthy relationships. I should mention that my wife and I, the reason we've written this book is we are very typical mama boy and daddy's girl, and we've learned that this can be a joyful adventure and something we can share rather than beating our head against the wall. Mm-hmm. So, and we wanted to share that with other folks. And of course, I also use the cards very significantly in the work that I do.
Yes, I know. That's how you and I got our first connection, was through the work in the cards. And, you know, I know that this information, I've read your book, too, and it's great. This information has changed my life. And I know that, I bet you that in our current society with so many single mothers, I wouldn't be surprised if a greater percentage of the men in our country are mama's boys.
That's my experience.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. So this is something that I think almost everybody could benefit from in a big way. So do you want to, is there anything else you want to add before we close here? I've really enjoyed having this time with you, but anything that you want to add?
Well, just to wrap it up by saying again that these terms, mama's boys and daddy's girls, are not judgments. It's not saying there's anything wrong with you. Mm-hmm. It's just if you understand the dynamics, then it's more likely that you can have a healthy relationship.
Mm. Well, I appreciate you being on the show, Joseph. And we'll probably have you back as soon as you get your book in the bookstores.
All right.
And I know you and Sarah do some wonderful work. If anybody wants to get some really incredible coaching with their relationships, these two, this is what they live for, and they're the best that I've ever found. So thanks again for being on the show, Joseph.
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
Well, yeah, I'm back, and I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Joseph. He's my best friend, and he is an incredible counselor, incredibly insightful in all areas of relationship. He really helped me to find the relationship of my dreams, and I can say that I have found that person, and it took a lot of work. My particular birth card is one of the most difficult of the whole deck to have good relationship, and it took a lot of work, and it's taking a lot of continued work as well. So now we're going to open up the phone line, and there's only one line for readings and some questions. If you have questions or just want a brief reading to demonstrate how the system works, but I want you to know beforehand that you really can learn to do these for yourself. It's really very simple. So you might want to take a look at the book. You can go to the local Barnes & Noble bookstore or Borders, and you'll find my books there, Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards, and you can just sit down and you can read these books and learn how to do these readings for yourself. So unfortunately tonight we only have one line. There's already two people waiting online to get a reading. So wait until this reading is over and then call in and we'll try to get you in. And we're going to sit here for at least another 20 minutes and do readings. So don't give up. If you really want to get a reading tonight, hang in there and give us a call, okay? So can I hear from the girls? Can you patch them in now, Dawn?
I believe she's patched in now. Caller?
Okay. Is
it? Yes.
Caller?
Yes, we're here.
I don't hear anything.
Okay, caller, we're trying to talk.
We're here. Hello?
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 Is this Courtney?
Yeah, it's Courtney.
Can you make her a little louder, Don?
Okay, I'm going to try. Okay.
So everybody just bear with us because this is a new thing. We're just getting it working.
That didn't sound good.
All
right, Courtney?
I'm here.
Okay, Courtney. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Robert?
I'm good. And you gave me your birthday already.
Yes, I did.
And So I've got your cards here in front of me. So what would you like to ask me?
Oh, goodness. I don't really have a specific question. I was hoping that you could give me some insight about an Eight of Clubs relationships or career.
Well, you know, you are an Eight of Clubs and you're a Four of Spades. You are, I would say, a very marriageable person. Do you understand what I mean by
yes,
that?
Yes, I do.
Have you been married before?
No, I'm not. I'm single and I've never been married.
Okay, I'm just curious. So it's nice to know that at least you're a person that, you know, once you get married, you're going to like it and you're going to probably stay married for a long time.
Are there any other cards that come to mind that would be a great match for me?
Well, there's actually a lot of cards, actually. One I would suggest would be a Six of Diamonds person. Okay?
Okay.
Another good one would be maybe a Ten of Diamonds person. Now, you have to understand that some of these cards have their own issues. Every card's got its own issues, you know?
Sure.
Do you know what your issues are being an Eight of Clubs? I know you've read my book.
I have read your book, and it's great. I am familiar with my issues. What comes to the top of your mind?
Well, but you're very fixed, you know, very stubborn mentally. You understand?
Yes, I agree.
You know, when Eight of Clubs people, they were born with a philosophy of life, a set of principles that they will always live their life by. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
So it's important that the person you're with, that your philosophies and your principles are really closely aligned.
Okay.
And that'll be very important for you. Do you understand?
I do.
Because if your principles are different from each other, it's going to be constant stress for both of you. So cards that are really close to you are the Six of Diamonds, the Ten of Hearts, the Ten of Diamonds. Okay, these are good cards for you. And the
okay,
Two of
great.
Diamonds
And
also.
What can you tell me?
I happen to have a friend.
I would love to hear more about the seven fixed cards. The seven special cards, three of them are fixed. And the other four are semi-fixed.
How about being
semi-fixed.
With one of the other fixed cards? Is that what you're asking me?
The special, yes, set of seven cards?
Yeah, it's not really a good idea usually to marry one of those cards.
Okay.
Because you're both so fixed.
Okay, I see. Everyone's fixed. And so do the semi-fixed also fall into that category?
Yes, they do. The semi-fixed cards, which I haven't really talked about yet on the show, so everybody listening doesn't know what these cards are, but they sort of fall in the same category. But, you know, if you meet somebody and you fall in love with them and they're one of these cards, hey, that's okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I also gave you a little list there. Did you write those down?
I did. The Six of Diamonds, Ten of Diamonds, and Ten of Hearts. I like that list. And then one last
the
question. Could you give any advice for career? I seem to continue to be finding my way in my career. Is there anything?
You know, you have such great mind. You can do almost anything. It would absolutely be something with the communications fields, of course. You have to be careful, though. Four of Spades people, you're a Four of Spades ruling card. Four of Spades have a little bit of a poverty mentality. Okay?
Okay.
So don't let yourself get stuck in a job just because it makes money. You understand?
I do.
That's the only thing you got to watch out for, because you might miss an opportunity to do what you really love because you went for the security instead.
I understand very well. Thank you, Robert.
Is that helpful?
It's extremely helpful.
Well, thank you for being our first caller on the show. On the
thank
very first
you, Robert,
show.
And here's my friend Casey.
Okay, Casey, you're next.
I'm next. I'm excited. Robert, I've read your book 100 times from front to cover, and I love watching people come into my life and looking up their card and seeing the connection. It's fantastic. And I started doing
cool.
a little research on where you
well, you're
did
a
your
heart,
research.
You know, so
I just
people,
think
the people
so
are most important to you.
Put it out.
You know, so you must really enjoy that aspect of the system.
I do. I do.
And you must have a question
which would
about
maybe
your future,
explain
I guess.
Explain my jack of hearts.
What would you like to know?
Pardon?
What would you like to know?
I guess I would like to know my ruling card. I get a little caught up in the spiritual and then in the material world where I'm actually working. So I guess my question is, I don't know, how do I figure out that ruling card? When I go to it, are there certain aspects or areas like age groups of my life where I'm supposed to be utilizing that ruling card and following that versus my actual card? Does that make sense?
Now, what ruling card are you using, by the way?
Well, I'd have to pull your book out right now. Hold on.
Well, you're definitely a Scorpio. Did you know that?
Yeah, I think that's the planetary one that you list on, like, the... Mm-hmm.
So
you know, when
your
you
ruling
the
card is the Two
of
Hearts and the Two of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have two cards
so
for that.
So relationships are a huge thing for you, you know? Not to mention the fact that you're a jack of hearts, but you're also a double two in your ruling cards. So your job has to involve other people.
Well, I'm an actor, so.
Uh-huh. Well, that's.
And
yeah,
a writer,
that's
so
cool.
I mean, that kind of
that's cool.
falls in that category.
So is your work going well? I mean.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really
year,
have
the Jack of Hearts has a Two of Hearts in Mars coming up in the Mars period. Your Mars period begins on March the 7th. So
great.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Well, you will be soon.
Well, that's good to know.
Because you have a Two of Hearts coming.
Yay, that always
you have
seems
a Two of
be
Hearts
a problem
in
area.
Phase
so.
In your Mars period, which starts on March 7th. You're going to take a trip somewhere and you're going to meet somebody.
Okay.
You see how that works?
And I have trust that that'll just happen. I don't necessarily
know how. Yeah, you don't
know
have to worry about it. It's going to happen.
Hello?
So, I mean, this is, when I look at your cards for this year, though, you know, Casey, it's really, there's a lot going on about your work this year.
Yes.
This was meant to be a year when you start new things in your work. Have you started new things yet?
Yes, I'm starting brand new things. Yes.
That's exactly what you need to do, and this is a year for change for you. A change, it could be a change in your career. It could even be a change in where you live. Okay.
Yeah, I just relocated 3 weeks ago, so yes.
Oh. Well, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, you're right on, Robert, as always.
Well, you know, it's nice to see that you're in line with your cards because these cards are like a pathway for us. They show us where we need to go, you know, where we can go
yes.
for the most success. And so you had an Ace of Spades and Five of Spades long range this year. These are cards of a big change, a new beginning for you. So I'm glad that you're already participating in that transformation. There is going to be love in your life this year, too.
I have a question for you with the Life Spread card.
That's coming real soon.
With the life spread cards, can we ever find out who's pulling us in or who we're pulling in?
Well, you can get a you can't really say for sure because there's a lot of cards that's showing up in each period, so you can't say. But you know, there's a good chance that one of the cards you see showing up could be somebody. But all in all, in my experience, it's a little difficult to find out exactly who until people start showing up.
Right.
But then
well, I wish everybody
up,
would
when
read
somebody
your book.
Does show up, then you can look for them and say, ah, this might be the person. Like, a
right.
person that you might end up with each year would be your result card every year. See?
Yeah, that's
so
a very
interesting. So look at your result card as a possibility for the person that you might actually end up with.
Okay. The result card.
Days. So that's one way of finding somebody. It's not the only way, but that's one way that is... it's fairly consistent.
Okay. And then the cosmic lesson, can you just kind of maybe brief on that?
Well, are you talking about when you meet somebody, who's your cosmic lesson card?
No. I get, well, I find it really obvious after having read your book, when I do meet somebody that has my cosmic lesson card, it's very obvious to me why they're in my life and what I'm learning
like
from them as a mirror, as
like
you mentioned. But I guess it's a lesson, obviously, that I'm learning, but when
it's not a
we're never not
lesson,
learning,
though.
Correct?
Casey, it's not a, a difficult, hard, you know, that kind of lesson. It's more like they set an example for you of how you need to be.
Okay,
it's not like
Got
they're
it.
Forcing it on you or criticizing you like the Saturn card will. It's not like that at
okay.
all. It's more like they're just an example for you, a role model to follow.
Very interesting. Okay.
Does that help?
I'm living with my cosmic lesson, so that's interesting.
Yes, I see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's great talk. Thank you guys both for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you so much, Robert.
And we'll maybe we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay,
yes,
great. Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Okie doke.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So that was a very interesting call because both these ladies are, there are three cards in the whole deck that are called the fixed cards. And the fixed cards are the Eight of Clubs, the Jack of Hearts, and the King of Spades. And here we have two of them living together in the same house. And it is interesting that we do find these fixed cards attracted to each other. They end up together a lot. And there's another four cards that are called the semi-fixed cards that make up a special family of seven cards. All seven of these end up being together a lot in relationships. Okay, we have another caller. Let's bring the caller in.
You got it. I'll put him on the air.
Okay. And who am I speaking to? I guess we're still waiting here.
No, the caller is.
Hello?
She is on the air with you. She's just, I guess, not responding. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello?
Okay. Can
Robert?
You hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I don't think she can hear us.
Yeah,
just barely.
She can hear you, but she's got it turned off her radio.
Okay, I'll do that.
That would help. Thank you.
All right, Robert?
Yeah, who is this?
Paula.
Paula?
Yes.
And Paula, what's your birthday?
December 16th, 1952.
And where are you calling from?
California, Southern California.
Okay, great, Paula. So, do you have a question for me?
Oh, yes, sir. Would you look at my cards this year and give me an idea? I'm looking at an Ace of Spades and a Six of Spades and some really big change cards coming up, and they have me confused right now.
So, you do have cards for change, but tell me what's going on in your life right now before I answer that question.
Very quiet, typical Two of Clubs, being alone, getting my lessons in that regard. I'm okay with that now. In fact, I've done that for about 12 years now. It feels like that there is a major change coming. I'm wanting some things to happen in my career and
mm-hmm.
just overall happiness in my life. And
yeah.
when I saw the Ace of Spades and Six of Spades with my cards, I was curious as to what take you might have on those cards.
Well, you have a Six of Spades right now in the Venus period with an Ace of Hearts, and that could bring a relationship into your life that's destined.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
Because Venus is a good planet. Venus brings good things like Jupiter. It's like a small Jupiter.
Okay.
So a six in Jupiter is going to be a symbol for good karma. And you have a Six of Spades plus an Ace of Hearts. So are you available for a relationship right now?
Oh, yeah. I've been single for about 12 years.
Yes, but are you available? You know what I mean by that?
Good question. you know, it's really curious. I'm
you see,
torn there
just the fact that you're single
for so long,
you're
I
available.
Wanted that. And now I'm so happy with the life that I've created being the Two of Clubs alone card that it doesn't make any difference to me.
Well, you know, you're going to have to want it or it's not going to happen. Okay, you're going to have to decide that you want it. Okay? It doesn't mean you have to need it, okay? But you have to want it. And if you want that, you will meet somebody.
Nice,
there's
Robert,
somebody special waiting for you if you're available for that.
Okay.
You know, you're a two of clubs. Even though you like being alone, your karma is with people.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And you've been taking a break. You know why? Because it was so hard before.
To get used to being alone.
It's easy to be alone because it was so hard to be in relationship before.
Okay.
You understand? And,
yeah.
You know, God wants us all to grow. You know, he wants us to evolve. And you have to get back into the trenches and go at it again. You're not too old
yet. I agree
with that. You understand?
One more question, and then I'll let you take another caller.
You know, Paula, you have a king of hearts result this year.
It feels like the current position
I'm
in with my career is just a transition. It feels like that I'm supposed to be in business for myself. Does my card show anything in that regard that you see?
Yeah, your card shows you're supposed to start a new business this year.
Okay.
And it should be your own business.
Yeah, that's what I've been wanting.
And there's going to be a man that's connected with that business.
Okay.
You're going to have a lover
and
a business partner.
And how do you see that? I'm curious because I look at the cards all the time trying to discern.
No, that's fine. I'm glad that you're looking, and I'm glad you called and asked me. I'm happy to help you out.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Robert. I appreciate your help.
Thank you, Paula, for calling in. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So now we have an open slot. If anybody else wants to call in for a reading, now's the time to call. I guess you have the phone number. It's right there on the website. But I was talking about the two fixed cards and the semi-fixed cards. It's interesting how often we see them together. My sister happens to be a Jack of Hearts, and she married three different men that had the same card, and they were all part of that special family of seven cards. So it's interesting when you see these things play out.
Okay, we do have a caller.
Okay, our next caller is just calling in. Let's see if we can hear him this time.
You got it.
Hello, Robert.
Hello?
Robert?
Yeah, who am I talking to?
My name is Peter.
Hi, Peter, and tell me what your birthday is, Peter.
2/1/1971.
1971?
Yes.
Okay, Peter, what can I do for you today?
I have questions about career and relationships and a specific relationship.
Okay. So what's the birthday of the specific relationship, first of all?
April 13th.
April 13th?
Uh-huh.
I can barely hear you.
I have no... Can you hear me now?
A little better, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so... Can you hear me, Peter?
I can.
Okay. I'm showing that right now, right? You just had a birthday, right?
Yes.
And you're in a period right now of indecision about relationship.
Okay.
Are there two people you're thinking about?
No, there's just one person who I've kind of had a history with for a really long time, and I guess I don't quite understand the relationship because I don't understand him.
Uh-huh. Well, do you have a very strong connection with this person? Is this a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
Okay. I mean, you have what we call the moon connection with this guy, and it makes you feel so close to this person. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the compatibility is there between you. I mean, there's no doubt.
Okay.
About that. I think that he probably finds you a little bit unpredictable.
Okay.
You know, I haven't talked to him, but from the connections I see here, he would find you to be a little bit unpredictable at times.
Okay?
And he's an Eight of Diamonds, and you're a Jack of Spades. And Eight of Diamonds people, they can be very, like they could be very undecided about relationships and want to have a lot of relationships.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yeah.
Are you still there, Peter?
I am.
I can barely hear you. I'm hoping you can hear what I'm saying. So
I can.
As far as you know, the future with this guy, I don't really see. I'm not sure. Like, what will happen? Does he still want to be with you?
You know what? We haven't necessarily been together per se.
Hold on 1 second. Don, can you make him any louder?
Can I make it a bit louder?
I can barely hear you. It's my phone is all the way up, and I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. What were you saying? Give me a little bit more history on the relationship.
I've known him for probably 16 years, and we've actually never been, quote-unquote, together. He's come in and out of my life on numerous occasions.
Uh-huh. Has he expressed an interest in being in a relationship
with
you?
No, I think he's afraid to.
Oh, okay. Well, there's no, in this, I don't see anything that says you guys are going to get together or not here, okay?
Okay.
I mean, there's a possibility, but there's nothing definite here in that regard.
I know
and,
he's one of my close
but I think
cousins,
that,
and I guess I don't quite understand what
that
means.
What were
you going to say? Karma cousins?
You and he are karma cousins?
Yeah, I think...
Is that what you said?
I think we're karma cousins.
Oh, I don't see that. Isn't he April 13th?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you are karma cousins. Yeah, that's
now,
a good connection
exactly?
also, by the way. That's a good connection to have. But the thing I would do if I were you is really put it out straight with him and get it and see where he's at, you know, like really just ask him. That's what I would do.
Okay.
I would just be upfront.
Do you see anything in my chart about career change?
Well, yes, I do, actually. It's like this is like the last year you're supposed to be doing what you've been doing.
Okay.
And there should be something new that kind of sparks your interest. Now, this year just began for you, so nothing's really happened yet. But over the course of this year, you're going to be letting go of what you're doing, and something new is going to take your interest, and you're going to be moving into a new field.
Okay.
That's what I see here.
Okay. And is that a good thing?
It's always a good thing. You've gone as far as you can go with this thing you're doing. What do you do?
Well, I'm actually a hairdresser, and I've been going through an internship, but the irony is that I've had another opportunity within that field presented to me. Did you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So I've had another opportunity.
Based on what I see here, you should definitely take that opportunity.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Don't be afraid. Changes are always a little scary, but in your situation, there are really good influences for this.
And is there
okay,
a certain
Peter?
Time that it... is there a certain time? Do you see a certain time that it's coming up?
It doesn't show up to be like at a certain time. I think it would be best to be like a gradual process.
Okay.
A transition. You know, a smooth transition, not something sudden.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks for calling, Peter. I appreciate talking to you.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, take care. Okay, we have an open line. Who wants to call? You know, in the cards, there's a card for every year that's like the headline of the year. It's called, we have a caller? Oh.
Yes.
Don, are you there?
Yes, you have a caller.
Hello?
Yes?
Oh. Hi, who is this?
This is Juliet Wong.
Juliet? Could I ask you to turn off your radio?
I can barely hear you. I'm sorry.
Juliet.
I need your birthday, Juliet.
It's January 7th, 1965.
January 7th, 1955?
Yes.
Now,
okay, and what can I do for you today?
Can I break in here for just
a sec? Well, I just want to know how I can stop these accidents from happening.
I see you've read my book,
Actually, I met you when you were in San Francisco, and after that I got into three more accidents.
So you know that you're the Seven of Spades, and Seven of Spades are accident prone.
Yes.
Right. Were they serious accidents or?
Yeah, auto accidents. One twisted my spine, one gave me scoliosis, and then I broke my foot and I'm still having problems.
I hate to break in here, but can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Do you have your radio on, ma'am? Or your?
Yes, I do. Should I turn it off?
Yeah, please turn your radio off when you call in.
Yeah, it'll definitely help. Thank you.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
So you know that you're seven and stage.
Okay, I stopped it.
Okay, now speak up.
Yeah, what can I do to stop this? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of getting injured.
Well, you know, part of this, when you're a Seven of Spades card, and the Nine of Spades card also often, some of them have the same karma, that they're accident prone. This card, the Seven of Spades, is like one of the most spiritual cards in the whole deck. And you have to really access a higher level connection with yourself and with your life.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's the card of faith. So you have to kind of, have you prayed about this?
Yes, it's like every day is like a leap of faith for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, of course, you have to do everything you can on your end to be as careful as you possibly can. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like I was, I had an accident in my car just a week and a half ago, and I hadn't had an accident in probably 30 years. And it taught me that I have to really pay more attention when I drive, you know? So now I'm being a lot more careful when I drive.
The last time I was hit, my car was parked.
I'm sorry?
Oh, the last time I was hit, which was February 8th of this year, and my car was parked, and this woman was four car lengths away just hit me, you know? I keep getting into freaky accidents.
Yeah, I know that there's part of this that you can't do anything about. It's like it's part of your karma. But I'm just saying that the first step is to do the best you can and then pray. Because in your particular case, faith is the way for you.
Yeah, it's like it.
To the card of faith.
Someone else told me that I'm a medium, and if I start working on my ability, then I can get out of this mess. Is that true?
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know about that. You might be. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be out of the ordinary. The card doesn't necessarily tell us that. But I will say something about this year for you. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
This is your 52 year, right? You're 52 years old?
42.
Oh, you're born in 65?
Yes, 65.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I thought you said 55. Okay, better. See, it was very hard to hear you in the beginning. I could barely hear you. So so I apologize for that.
Okay.
Okay, so what kind of work are you doing right now?
Right now I'm not working. I'm recovering from all these injuries. I had shoulder surgery, and now I'm recovering from this last accident.
Uh-huh. Okay. Are you doing any study or reading or anything?
Some. Not as much as I should be.
Mm-hmm. So you have a King of Clubs as your long-range card this year, and
mm-hmm.
that card usually shows up when a person is meant to be like a teacher to other people.
Okay.
So now your year has just begun. So it these kind of the long range card, you won't really notice it for another month or two. Okay? But I would be thinking, if I were you, I'd be thinking like, is there something that I've always wanted to teach people? See?
Well, right now, well, my mom, she got involved in some investments and went sour. The company did some fraudulent things, and actually there's about 6,000 investors, so I've been doing a lot of that, contacting other investors, so I don't know if that has something to do with it, and leading the lawsuit.
Yeah, no, I don't think it has to do with the legal thing. This is about you on your own.
All right, I'll just have to figure that out.
Yeah, we have to see what happens. Also, towards the end of this year, in November and December, you have a Two of Hearts card coming, which means a most ideal love relationship coming your way.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah, like a huge, like romantic, I mean, out of this world kind of love affair.
What does the Seven of Spades and Venus supposed to mean, because I was looking at the Seven Club and Seven Spade, and I wasn't sure.
What were you asking about? What in Venus?
Oh, for my Venus period, there's the Seven Club, I think Seven Spade.
Seven of Diamonds, I think you mean.
Oh, Seven Diamonds?
Seven of Diamonds and Nine of Clubs, yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Seven of Diamonds in Venus could bring you some money, actually.
Okay.
Don't be too concerned about that. It could be somebody you meet, but this relationship I see coming is not until next year, the end of this year.
Okay.
But, I mean, you might actually meet people between now and then, but that's when the significant relationship is going to show up for you.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about two things. Think about if you would like to teach people something, what would you teach? And how could that be a new job for you? You being recognized as an authority in some field, like writing a book.
Maybe I can write my whole life story.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it would be, but
I don't know. I don't know if it'll probably come to me sometime this year.
Just think about it a little bit and see if anything catches your attention. You know.
But I do have a tendency to teach people from my own experiences, so.
Well, that's the best kind of teaching.
Yeah.
That's the very best, because you've really experienced it. I mean, if I was going to learn something from somebody, I would much rather learn it from somebody who had actually done it than somebody who just read a book about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
And another thing I want to ask you about being a seven, I have a tendency to attract criminals like magnet, and why is that? It's like I meet people.
Well, your Mars card in your life spread, and for women, their Mars card is what they're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And your Mars card is a Jack of Diamonds. So you kind of like these guys that are a little bit on the shady side.
Oh, great.
You understand?
Yes.
You like those ones that are a little bit, you know, on the fringe. Follow me?
More exciting.
Exactly. So you answered your own question. Well, I appreciate you calling.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great week. That was a great call, because every single card in a deck has a unique thing about them. if you just want to find out what's your unique thing, just give me a call here, and I can tell you. You can also find out something on our website, 7thunders.com. You can go there on the free reading, and you can see. But if you want to just ask me, what's my unique thing on my birthday, I'd be happy to answer that question for you.
We do have another caller.
Okay. Who do we have on the line?
I'll put them right on.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Deanna.
Deanna, hi, how are you?
I'm great, how are you doing?
Good, and what's your birthday, Deanna?
My birthday is February 28th, 1985.
Well, I can hear you really good.
Am I talking too loudly?
No, you're talking great. Don't talk any softer.
Okay.
You're doing great. So what would you like to know?
I just want to know what the cards have in store for me regarding love.
Uh-huh. How has this past year been for you?
Excuse me?
How has this past year, since your last birthday, how has it been in the love department?
Great. I've been dating my boyfriend now for about 3.5 years.
Uh-huh. And what's your boyfriend's birthday?
His birthday is October 14th, 1984.
Okay, I'm just looking him up real quick. So, would you like me to say a few things about the two of you?
Sure.
Okay, well, you guys have a unique connection that's called the past life love connection.
Uh-huh.
It means that, by the way, you're a 10 of clubs and he's an 8 of clubs.
Yes.
It means that you two knew each other before and you already had a really long relationship in some past life in which you guys went through all kinds of ups and downs and you learned to love each other.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So that when you met in this lifetime, you immediately liked each other.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yeah.
It's like you don't remember what happened, but as soon as you met him, you liked him. and he liked you. So even if you don't have things in common, when you have this connection, it makes for a really good basis for a relationship. Now, so how are you feeling? Do you want to go further with this relationship?
I do.
Okay. Well, I think he probably would too. What does he say?
He feels the same way. I was just curious what the card said.
Well, the cards show that, you know, he wants to get married.
You know. What do the cards say about me?
Well, you are actually, I think you have more concern about it than he does.
I saw that my planetary ruling card was the 5 of clubs, and I read
right.
something about it being the most unfair.
Yeah, so you have a little more of a freedom thing going on, you know? Yeah. And he's all stable, and you're like little Miss Freedom. But, you know, I've known people of your birthday, and they are very happy when they get married, as long as they pick the right guy, you know?
And does he seem like the right guy, according to the
card? I think he's great. I think he's really good. You know, is he going to let you have your career?
Yes. Yes, he's very encouraging of that.
You know you're going to have your career, so...
I do.
Yeah.
I also saw that one of the biggest issues with my cards is figuring out what that's going to be.
Yeah, the data club, the 10 of clubs, their biggest question in life is, I can do anything, what should I do?
And that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah. But, you know, once you figure that out, you'll go right to the top of your field. So the good news is, you know, you're going to find out someday, and it's going to be easy for you to achieve that. That's the good news.
Wow, great.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, don't be concerned if you haven't quite figured it out just yet. Okay?
Okay.
But don't wait too long. Like, try something, you know? You're good at whatever you do. Just get out there and do something. This other woman that I know who's your same birthday, who was a good friend of mine for about 4 years,
mm-hmm.
she worked for, like, this event planning company. You know, they planned events like big
yes.
weddings and conventions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And she became like the top executive within like a 3 or 4 years. It was amazing. And
yeah,
she was very young. Like you.
There's hope for me.
So don't worry, you'll find out what it is and you'll be good when it comes around. You'll be good.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
So I can see that your boyfriend definitely is thinking about marriage. Has he set a date yet?
Excuse me?
Has he talked about a date yet?
No. No. We're
okay.
Still both in school, and for me, I'd like to finish.
Well.
Or be further along in my career.
Yeah, well, you guys, I don't see any problems. You can just continue on like this. You're fine.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Oh, you know, something I wanted to mention, too, is I read that you tend to gravitate towards the same suit. And not so much in my family, but within his family, there's about 6 of us that are all clubs.
Oh, he's really?
8 of clubs, and his sister's the jack of clubs. And their grandmother's the queen of clubs, and the mother is the 6 of clubs, and the uncle is the 4 of clubs, and I'm the 10 of clubs, and then a girlfriend is the 9 of clubs. So we're all...
Wow. I bet when you guys get together, there's a lot of conversations going on.
Yeah, a lot of past life buddies.
I mean, you guys must really have some real big-time talking going on there.
We do.
I would imagine, you know, like, wow, who gets a word in edgewise? It could be like a competition, you know.
And
you know, I'm a diamond, and most of my cards are diamonds, and clubs, to me, they talk too much, you know. I want to talk, but just enough to get the information so I can get back to what I'm doing. But clubs just love to talk. For talking sake, and it's just kind of a mystery for diamonds, you know. Well, thank you so much for calling and for sharing that about your family. I appreciate that. Okay?
Thanks. Have a good night.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
That was interesting. I have seen families that they're all the same suit. It's not uncommon. I've even seen families that they're all the same number. One of my sisters is a 6. Her daughter is a 6. Her granddaughter is a 6. One of her sons is a 6. And so there was a string of 6s in their family. Very interesting pattern to observe. Do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. And yes, we do. Pardon me. Are you hearing me okay?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
So it does come out okay?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Yes, we do have a caller. I apologize for the beeping. Again, the system's different when somebody hangs up. So I'm still figuring it out, folks.
Okay, well, we appreciate, you know, you're doing the best you can. You're doing a great job. Thanks,
son. Thank you. I'll put the next one on the air now.
Okay, great. So, who do we have?
Oh, hi, Robert. My name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What's
and
your birthday?
My birth date is January the 5th, 1955. I'm a 9 of spades.
Ah, you already know your card.
Oh, I do. I do indeed. And I guess what I'd like to ask you, Robert, is for this year coming up, what would you say would be main themes for me? Right now, I'm in between working.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm coming out of a long period of being away from work due to health reasons.
For health reasons.
And I haven't re-entered back in. My life has been just endings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how have you been supporting yourself?
How am I supporting myself? I've been on a disability.
Okay.
So that has been there for me.
Okay, great.
Yeah, no, the provision has been made by the universe to keep me away, and I really do believe it was needed.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, it usually is. I mean, whatever happens, is, I think, is God's will, you know? We don't always understand it, but ultimately we do understand it, eventually.
True.
So when I look at your cards this year, Debbie, I see the opportunity for you to start something new.
Yes.
Work-wise.
I have such a big fear around that.
And what's your biggest fear about it?
Failure, only because I've tried so hard in the past, and I love to work, but I've met so many disappointments.
So.
And I'm almost now hesitating too much.
So what do you mean by, I mean, what kind of, how were you disappointed? I mean, did you get a job and get fired? Were you,
I've had everything happen.
And it didn't go well? What, how did it happen?
I've had the whole gamut happen to me. No, I would say, being in positions that I know I'm meant to serve, but doing it to the point where I deny myself my, you know, my rights and what's needed for me, health-wise.
Okay. So it sounds like you've had a continual or sort of ongoing health issue. Is that true?
Well, past 4 years.
Well, I mean, when you're talking about a job, you're talking about how that's going to be with your health.
Yes.
Right? So you have this concern about, you know, the job that you might have and how that'll work out with the health that you have, the health condition.
Exactly.
Okay. And what does your health condition prevent you from working?
I probably can't enter back into what I was doing before.
Okay.
It's going to be modified.
Okay, so what kind of work did you do before, if you can tell me real quick?
Procurement and administration.
Okay. So, you know,
but
you're a good organizer, Debbie.
I love organizing.
Yeah, you're a good organizer because you're a Four of Clubs ruling card. You know, a person could really benefit from your organizational abilities, and you would enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of ways that could be expressed. It doesn't have to be expressed in some rigid work environment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of ways that you could be involved in that kind of work. And it could be something that actually you could design your own lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Organizing others and, and
like
building
a
business.
Yeah, like a lot of people that get, I know several people that work as organizers of other people. Because a lot of people don't like to organize, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm looking at this big pile of things on my desk right now that need to be filed, and I don't want to do it. You know, I really don't want to do it. I can do it,
no.
I just don't want to. And if there was somebody around here that I could hire to do it for me that wouldn't cost too much, I would hire them because it's not my favorite thing.
Right.
And people that are Four of Clubs, they like organization.
Yeah, I love working behind the scenes in an organization.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I think you could find something, but you know, you have to hold that possibility open for yourself, you know.
Yeah.
You have to open up to that possibility that you can have exactly what you want, exactly the way you want it.
So this year holds promise in me really thinking about returning to work.
Absolutely. And returning, don't sell yourself short. Don't compromise.
This is what I do.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, don't do it.
Uh-huh.
You can't, this is your age 52 year. It's the most blessed year, okay?
Okay.
It's all, the theme of the age 52 year is, how good can I let my life be? Okay?
Ah.
How good can it be? How unstressful, how peaceful, how loving, how many good things can I allow to come to me without struggle?
Okay.
That's
everyone's coming to me with their struggles.
You don't have to accept that.
Uh-huh.
You're the one that decides what comes to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So you don't have to accept that struggle stuff that other people might be bringing to you. It's not necessary. No one says you have to do that. Okay?
No, in order to help them or to...
Right. I mean, if they're paying you, sure. You know, if they're paying you for that, and that's your job, and that's what you've agreed to do with them, there's nothing wrong with that. But just, you know, taking up your time and all that, that doesn't have to be. It should only be, you should only be doing it because you love it.
Yes.
So this is the year, and you have so many good influences. And you really, it should just fall right into your lap. But you have to be the one who creates the image of it in your mind.
Yes, and to hold that, yes.
Exactly.
To work with
Seen the movie The Secret? Have you seen The Secret?
Oh, yes. I've had that for a whole year.
Okay. So now is the time for you to put that into practice, because this is the year for you. This is when it's going to happen.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you've got great influences. And, you know, I don't even hesitate to tell you that this can be the best year of your life.
Well, thank you so much, Robert.
You're very welcome.
Thanks
a
lot.
I appreciate you calling, Debbie. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take one more call, and then we're going to end the show, and we're going to play a song that I have recorded at the end, not now. So if we have one more caller, we'll do that, and then we're going to call a night. And next week, we're hoping to have three lines open for calls and have this technology down a little better, and we hope you all come back and join us or send your friends over to get some of their readings. Okay, so do we have a caller? Okay, and who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Fine. Today's
my birthday.
Do you
want to give me your birthday?
Yeah, it's February 26, 1951.
Okay, and what question might you have, Steve?
Oh, I'd just like to know if you have any insights. Today's my birthday, so I'm starting.
Yeah, happy birthday. That's right.
Thanks.
Well, it's a good time to get a reading because here we have your whole year laid out in front of us here, you know?
Yeah.
We can take a look. So what kind of work are you doing right now?
Well, I'm starting to get into healing work, Reiki and yoga and different things like that.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing a little bit of energy work now for the last couple of years, and I have a few clients, and I'm getting deeper into that and working on opening a healing center here in Chicago. So.
Oh, you're in Chicago.
So,
that's great. That's
mm-hmm.
great. I was actually in Chicago last year a couple of times, and I gave a talk at one of the Borders bookstores there.
Yes, we met there.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. I was at one of your at your talk, yeah. It was very
that
good.
Is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you happen to be the same birthday as my fiancé's mother.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, Queen
She's
queen
a Pisces Queen of Clubs, just like you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's excellent.
So, you know, Steve, what I see here for you is I see that you have a long-range card this year of the King of Clubs.
Oh.
And this means that you have to get into a position where you're doing teaching.
Ah, that's
good. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, doing service like that for people is okay. It has a satisfaction to it, but it's
mm-hmm.
not big enough for you. Do you understand?
Oh, I'm interested. What?
Yeah,
you're
not like a two or three of clubs or a four. You're a queen. You have to have a group of people that you're serving. You understand? And it has
mm-hmm.
to be about communication and knowledge. That's what you're all about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for you to acknowledge yourself and to check into teaching. I bet you any amount of money, actually, that if you were to set up a class,
mm-hmm.
just out of the blue, just say, I'm going to have a class, I bet you'd have a full house at that class.
Wow, that's very interesting, because I have a sort of a mentor who's trying to encourage me to do just that. And
it's all synchronistic, you know?
Yes, it is.
And
I have been I have been teaching some yoga classes and things. I just started doing that in the last couple of years, and and it's turned out, you know, much more suited to the kind of work that I'm doing than I realized at the time, and people seem
well,
to be very
responsive. I think you'll actually like it more, you know. You know, there's nothing that a king or queen of clubs likes more than teaching.
Yeah, I do like that.
Because you're fit to be a ruler, a leader, you see. All the queens and kings, they're leaders. So, and you know, what would be nice too is if you could set yourself up so that your teaching would involve some travel.
Ah, that would be great. You know, that's
because you're
really
a five of spades and you like to get around, you know.
Yeah, I like that.
So, like, you know, like, think about, like, that you could have it just the way you want it, you know? Think about it in those terms. Say, you know, I could have this just the way I want it. How would I like to have it? And just put that out to the universe and watch what happens.
I will do that because that rings so true.
Yeah. I mean, this should be actually, I think by next October, you're going to have so much going on with groups of people that you're going to feel a little overwhelmed.
Well,
okay.
Things are just getting started.
You just had your birthday. By the way, you just started a new 7-year period also in your life, which means this is a significant new beginning for you this year. And this is supposed to be the best 7 years of your life.
Oh, wow.
So you have to think big. You have to dream big. Now, you have to really open up to a life that could be the most abundant and prosperous that you could imagine.
Wow.
And it shouldn't be a struggle. It should be something that is fun, as enjoyable as you can allow it to be. Okay?
Well, that's very encouraging. That's very encouraging. I've had the feeling.
Well, you know, I don't always have such good news to give everybody, but in this case, I do, and it's nice to be able to give it to you.
Well, I really appreciate it, and I'm going to follow up on that.
Oh, good. Guarantee you that, like I said, if you set up a class, you'll be amazed at the response. You'll see, because you have an underlying card this year that's the Eight of Hearts, which is the card of popularity, and people are just going to love you wherever you go, okay?
Wow.
Just try it and see what happens.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Okay, Stephen. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that about ends our show tonight. We'd like to end it with a little note. If Don, are you there? My host, my... Can you play the Sri Ram chant that I sent you, the Sri Ram song?
Absolutely.
As we end it. And we'll be back next week, the same time, 7:30 to 10:30 Eastern Time. Everybody, please come, tell your friends, and we'll try to have some fun next week. If you have any specific questions, go to my website, send me an email. I'll be happy to respond to you, and we'll have some fun. Thank you all for coming.
Welcome to your destiny. Mr. Destiny is Robert Lee Camp, the author of Love Cards and Cards of Your Destiny. In the next 60 minutes, you can learn about your future, your relationships, and maybe even your special place in this world. Come prepared with questions for Robert, and bring your birthday, the magical key that unlocks the secrets of your destiny. If you have questions about somebody else, have their birthday ready as well. For more information, please visit 7thunders.com. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. And now, here's Robert.